It's time for the Alex Smith Report.
Hey, from the jump, let's go. Come on, let's go. Hey, keep communicating, huh? Snap down calls.
Here we go. Z comeback, indigo, half right strong, 40.
Alex Smith.
Wide 80, wide set.
Looking for a screen to Bibbs. Finds him on the right side, breaks the tackle to the 20. Cut the 50 to the 10. Capri Bibbs, Ruskin's touchdown. From the shotgun takes, looking right, checks down, over the middle, fires. Adrian Peterson at the 5, breaks a tackle, and he is in for a Redskins touchdown. Peterson connects with Smith for the game's first score.
First and goal at the 2. Smith, it's Michael Floyd in motion. It's going to be a fade. It is caught, and it's a Redskins touchdown. Touchdown on the fade. How about that, Sonny? Josh Doctson with the catch.
Good morning.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Doing good. A rainy day here. Two gloomy days.
Yeah. It's fall, though. It's beautiful out. Last week was spectacular.
If you're into the autumn colors.
The foliage is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right, I was going to say, have you gotten that in places you've lived before?
No. California is the opposite.
I know California. I wasn't sure.
California. Let me tell you, growing up in San Diego is like the opposite. You're in a desert.
I wasn't sure what Kansas City looked like at
the
time.
Kansas City has some foliage, yeah.
Kansas City's beautiful.
So that was nice, kind of first.
Kind of
and
flat.
You appreciate the seasons. You know, it's you just, like you said, you grew up in California, you don't get much of them. So being new to it, you appreciate it a ton. So, yeah.
So we have an update.
Fall means Halloween. Halloween came and went. We set that up. Here are some pictures for those watching on YouTube.
Yes.
And Alex, for you to see. Another award-winning performance for the Smith family. I mean, this is one
this
heck of a
ridiculous.
Deal.
This was ridiculous.
You guys, I'm glad you're taking pictures. Put these things in some type of album, please.
Yeah, I think we're documenting them somewhere. Somehow, and my daughter, who picked this whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, we kind of let her, you know, she's 2.5. She can communicate pretty well, though, for 2.5. And we want to be the greatest showman circus. So the bearded lady is what she wanted to be, and then last minute she had huge, huge meltdown with the beard when that went time to go on. So she loved the dress that my wife got her, but the beard was not going on after a lot of try to persuading. But yeah, nonetheless, it was a success. I thought my boys loved it; they were great. I thought my son with the clown. I thought it was awesome.
Going to say that he's the standout. I have to say,
it's great.
My wife did his makeup too. Again, did his whole deal, so that turned out awesome. Whoa. And I got stuck being this. Kind of vintage, old-timey.
Great stash.
Strong man, yeah.
Great stash. But to be honest with you, half a ton with one arm.
Yeah, you know.
Chad Englehart must have conjured one up.
Yeah, exactly. So it was fun. That was fun. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah. We need to laugh a little bit.
Yeah, now, a little bit, for sure.
Time to move on.
That's right.
And obviously, you know what? I just saw Kerrigan. We had a thing down at Fort Belvoir. And Kerrigan was down there as part of this military appreciation effort that we're doing. And we're doing the podcast down there. Rigo's down there. Portis down there. And I saw Kerrigan. He said, you know what? We got to go back to work on Wednesday. And we're 5-3. And this is the reality of the situation, which I guess if you're a fan of this team, that's a good news.
Yeah. And if you could have snapped your fingers and back in April said, hey, halfway point, you're going to be 5-3 in one game in first place, would you take it? Yes, I mean, tough week with the injuries and a lot of the news, and it's hard pill to swallow. But I do think, you know, getting caught up in this week to week thing, yeah, we got to bounce back. I think you listen around, a lot of people counting us out, let them. You know, I don't think we mind that spot.
And you know, let's talk about some of the things that are going to happen this week. You'll have some new members of that offensive line, and you might have a couple guys back for your offense. And I think that's right on time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we'll have some new faces. Get them caught up to speed here as fast as we can to go down there and play. And like you said, hopefully get some guys back here slowly as this goes on. But you kind of got to patchwork it until then. You know, until we get these guys back, got to find a way.
You'll have guys new to the system. We're not sure, obviously, who's going to be starting on the line on Sunday. But for a guy like Cooper and Howard and Bowinko, all guys, especially Howard and Cooper, guys that have played extensively, do you feel like their learning curve kind of becomes shorter, even though it is a whole new system for them?
Yeah, it will be. I think especially, I mean, they might be called something different, but they've done what we're going to do, right? I mean, they've played long enough. The concepts are the same around the league a lot of times, but it'll be the verbiage. It'll be going down there with crowd noise, it'll be on all of us, I think, collectively to help communicate to kind of help them out up there. You know, the guys next to them, myself in the huddle at the line of scrimmage, you know, with all the calls we're making, things like that. It'll be critical that communication's kind of on point for those new guys.
Why didn't you slide down that side there?
We were just talking about that before we started.
It was, all right, I'm just taking it. I mean, I felt like I watched it, and you're like, what the heck is he looking at? You know, like, what was I looking at? So my perspective here on the take on the play. I mean, obviously, we're down trying to make a play. I come spitting out of the pocket after getting hit. You know, at that point, you're not even thinking. That's just like you're just trying to stay up. And all of a sudden, I'm out in the open field, and I take off. And I take off with Adrian. You know, he's kind of taking off with me. And we both, I feel like, kind of leave. There's kind of like a linebacker and a D lineman there. And we both kind of leave him running around the edge. And I look up ahead, and I feel like I see Maurice. You know, he's kind of got him and the DB. But I see Maurice's back to me, and he's blocking. So my eyes kind of go inside. And I'm like, well, this is all obviously happening really fast. But I'm thinking, well, I got Adrian. And, you know, I may be able to cut back. And
right.
Got at least 5-10 more yards. Who knows how it shakes out? Sometimes they sleep on quarterbacks running around the edge. All this happening, my eyes are kind of inside evaluating this, and I didn't see. You know, Maurice was trying to block his guy, and I think he felt like a little bit got edged and didn't want to get, you know, holding call or anything on that big of play. And I didn't see his guy come off. Obviously, I didn't see him, and until the last minute.
Did that hurt?
You know, those are the ones that, like, you know, like,
kind of a
you
thud.
See it at the last second. Yeah, and you try to, I felt like I saw him at the last second, kind of, you know, you try to hit the deck as quick as possible.
Didn't look like you were devastated.
No, the biggest thing is, you know, it sounds big and it looks big, and you try to jump up as fast as possible just to kind of let them know, let them know that I'm all right. So, but yeah, pretty jacked still about the big play in the game at that point, hopefully trying to get us going, but, not something you're trying to do out there on the edge as a quarterback.
It's a big play at the time.
Yeah, it was. Speaking of Maurice, by the way, a really nice performance. I know, you know, it comes in as you guys are playing catch up for much of the game, but to see him, and this goes back to camp, really at kind of the point of, you know, the top point where he's got a battle for balls, really incredible hands that he has.
I mean, I think he has so many tools, a lot bigger than people think, plays bigger, great ball skills, long, great hands catcher. But then at the same time, I think he's really smart, sees things well. He's a guy that can move inside, and, you know, you end up having so many of those routes inside end up changing based off coverage and leverage and things like that. And you got to have a guy – he's got to have good awareness about him as well as physical tools, and I think Maurice has that. So he brings a little different flavor in there than Jameson, you know, and happy for him. He's a guy that works really hard. I think he's a guy that – Colt and I, you know, feel really, really good about wherever he's at, but certainly inside. I don't think any of us were shocked by the 10 catch. Could even had a couple more. So
yeah. All right, let's take a break and talk about our friends at GCO. As Veterans Day approaches, we invite you to join us in honoring all of those who have served and defended our great nation. This reminder is proudly brought to you by GCO. GCO, the government contract compliance solutions provider. For contracts, compliance, contracts, audit support, forensic contract investigation, GSA schedules, and proposal and management consulting, GCO is the trusted veteran-owned and veteran-operated solution.
Redskins Recon with Alex Smith.
We're going forward.
Everybody's going to take their licks in this game. It's not easy. And I think the guys that were mentally tough, that kept getting back up, that kept going at it, finding a way, getting better, never stopped improving in all aspects. I think I've strived to do that. I think I still strive to do that. It never ends. You kind of continue the chase.
All right. You know, with the Alex Smith Report, we're going to have some visitors stopping by. Actually, I saw some service people in the lobby. I said, come on in.
So yeah.
We were going to invite them in when they get here. It'll be part of the show.
Yeah.
As it's military appreciation, Veterans Day coming up.
Yep.
And you guys got a trip to Tampa coming up, which, you know, obviously every game's a big game, but I think, you know, going down there, a team that's maybe they'll score a lot of points. You might get into that situation.
Without a doubt. I think you got to have that. Be ready for that. And I think there's been several games where even teams that have gotten leads on them, you can't go conservative. You can't sleep on this team. This team's marched back several times, and can score fast, score in a hurry. They got a lot of playmakers. So no doubt we're gonna have to be on it. We'll see how we respond to this last week. You know, respond to some adversity. Can we bounce back? Will we handle it the right way?
We're going to invite this gentleman to come up.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Hi, Alex.
Steven, nice to meet you.
Come on over, Steven. Come on over next to Alex real quick.
Look at this Sophie.
Come on in, Alexandra. We're live on the podcast here. So, Alexandra, you're going to make an appearance. Alexandra, please tell us. Alexandra, put the camera down, Alexandra. You're like a paparazzi. But anyway, Alexandra, please tell us who these folks are.
Hi, we have Sergeant Steven Johnson here. He is the winner of our Frito-Lay Helmet for Helmet sweepstakes. So we had hundreds of entries of military members who were nominated by a close family or friend for their Redskins fandom and for their service to the country. So Steven is our winner.
Great.
So he just enjoyed lunch with Jonathan Allen by our wonderful chefs downstairs.
Great.
And
nice. That was the food.
It was great.
Yeah, all right. Good stuff.
And actually, Steven and his friend Chris right here record a podcast of their own.
No
so
way.
We thought it would be exciting to bring them here.
This is new to me. This is new to me. This is only number eight. Show.
I think we have ten actually written.
Ten. Show ten. How many shows have you guys done?
We started near the draft time. So
yeah.
We
okay.
All excited for
so you've done about so 60 podcasts. You guys are veterans in more ways than one.
We try.
Who do you have here? Who's this?
Yeah, this is my daughter, Sophia.
Sophia. Oh, what a beautiful baby.
Look at her.
Thank you.
She is gorgeous,
she's
man.
Out.
Wow. Out cold.
It's been a long day.
Well, thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I
appreciate everything.
And congrats on winning. I know the Redskins do that. Promotion every year, and it's a special group of folks we honor every year for sure. So thank you again. Appreciate it.
I actually met Steven on Sunday.
Yep.
So I was walking around doing some stuff for our social stuff, and I met Steven in the USO Metro Club where we get free food for all service members. And I was like, Steven, hey, you and your – I don't know who the other service guy was.
Saw Harps.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, guys, if I can just get, Hail to the Redskins, he's like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And then he's getting awarded on the field later. I was like, hey, Steven, good to see you again. And here we are again.
Yeah.
So who's your favorite team?
Washington Redskins, no doubt.
There you go. Who's your favorite player?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Ooh, I'd say Alex Smith.
You don't have to say that. They asked him 10 minutes ago, and he said Jonathan Allen.
Yeah. I would say that, too.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys being part of our family.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Nearly watch Redskins
980,
100 yards.
Oh, big consumers of the content, huh?
I like that.
Well, we're here to serve you guys and try to entertain you. You do the hard work for us, though. You really
do.
Thank you.
So I appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you, Larry. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Alexandra is here. Alexandra Cruz makes an appearance on the show.
Great.
I love that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, guys.
You're
doing great. Thank you so much.
Really nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Good to see you again, Perry.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Congrats again. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, y'all.
Take good care of Sophia there.
See you
there, Alex. Unexpected element to this week's podcast. That's
you know what we also
good, huh?
This is the first solo, I think, production by Stevie Katz on the board too. And we just throw a wrench at her. First time.
I love
Colette Alexandra, thank you.
I love this time of year. I love the addition of the military appreciation to the NFL this month. I think it's a ton of fun. I think the whole league takes it on. I mean, I think it's really, really cool.
Which sticker did you have on Sunday?
I went with Navy. So my grandpa served in the Navy.
Okay.
Around the World War II time, didn't end up going abroad.
Right.
Was in the Navy, but then my great grandpa served in the Army during World War I.
Wow.
So I was kind of torn. I wanted to go Army or Navy. And so that was the direct line. That was his son, the father-son combination. So I had kind of Army-Navy. I ended up going with Navy.
I think that's the cool part, too, is that it's like every guy I asked on the team, like somebody had – everybody had somebody. So like Matt Ioannidis, we had him talking. It was like he trained with a Green Beret before the draft. And it's like everybody's got somebody.
Everybody's got some real hero in their family.
No doubt.
World War One. I mean, any pictures of him or anything?
I have some pictures, back home. I do have some pictures of him.
Wow, because that's – like, talk about people, you know, not a good analogy, but you talk about winning in the trenches.
The crazy thing.
That was trench warfare back then.
Yeah.
It really was devastating to those who had to fight.
Yep. Yeah, the crazy thing is the base he ended up, it was the fort, I forget the name of it, was there in Salt Lake that he ended up first doing all his training and kind of stayed at for a period of time before he went. And it's literally where the University of Utah housing is now. Like my dorms that I ended up staying on were like when I first went up there. It was a crazy small world, like a few hundred yards away. Like they were really? Still there. Yeah. Yeah. So neat. But yeah. Yeah. I have some picks. I appreciate them. I mean, he's the man that came over and took the name Smith. He's where the name Smith comes from. He was a
really
yeah came through Ellis Island, took the name John Smith.
Really, from what country was he from?
It's present day Austria, but he was of Serbian descent. Took the name John Smith. Came with his brother. He was 10. His brother was 12. This was like 1908, and then 8-ish. I think that's when we and he took the name John Smith. Never told anybody his real name until the day he died.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can we ask his real name?
Don't know it. We've done a bunch of research. We've done a ton of research trying to find it.
What an incredible story. How did you research all this? Or was
just through my parents and family. My parents, my dad and mom have been over to the little town that he left from in present-day Austria. Back then it was like the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Sent over.
Wow.
Yep. He ended up working his way west on the railroad.
Who knew Alex Smith? I mean, Alex Smith, it's I guess if I had to guess, I would have said you're English.
I do have some English, but that's not where the name comes from. Yeah,
looking at this picture, kind of.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break to talk about our friends from Meineke and from the D.C. area, Meineke Car Care Centers. Let me be specific. A great place to get everything you need done to keep your car on the road. So important to maintain your car. And with 19 Meineke Car Care locations in the greater Washington, D.C. area, they are there to help you do so. So is car repair on your holiday shopping list? Alex, is it on your holiday shopping list, car repair? Are you good?
He's got nice cars, man. He's got nice cars. But, you know, he's got a bunch of kids. They're in that car all the time, you know.
A lot of kids. My wife's car is just, like, trash. Every time I get in that thing, it's like...
Take it to Meineke.
With services from oil change to brake repair, the experts at Meineke have you covered right now. Get a basic oil change for only $19.95. Go in today or save time by booking online at Meineke.com. Meineke, on with life. And also, everybody's playing to get to the big game, the ultimate goal, the game of games, the hottest ticket in town. It's the Virginia Lottery's Win a Spin live show. 8 lucky winners of the Win a Spin Scratcher will get the chance to spin the big prize wheel and win a guaranteed $100,000 to $500,000, and they'll get to do it live at Virginia Lottery headquarters. So if you want to get to the big game, the big wheel live show, here's what you have to do. Scratch the Win a Spin Scratcher to find a spin code that you'll enter online. If your online code reveals a big wheel message, you've made it. You're going to lottery headquarters to spin the big wheel in front of a live audience on Facebook, and you're doing so with the with a guarantee of a prize of $100,000 to $500,000. So if you want the glory, got to get off the bench, get your touchdown dance ready, and visit your local lottery retailer and ask for the Win a Spin Scratcher today. Top prize odds and Win a Spin are 1 in 918,000.
Time for Q's for the QB.
Are there any questions?
Be curious. Not suspicious.
Any questions?
Question things. Ask.
Come on, guys. There's no such thing as a stupid question.
Cues for the QB.
Any good ones?
We have plenty.
Let me ask you. Before Perry tees it up, do you watch the Monday night games? Do you watch Sunday night games? Do you watch any games?
Yeah, absolutely. I even think of the commercials, even if I would try not to. My oldest son knows the football schedule so well.
Good.
But the bummer, the game starts so late, so he's lucky. I mean, we're letting him stay up pretty late if he makes it till halftime. And then it's like pulling teeth to get him to bed. Yeah, he hates it. He loves watching ball. He follows it regularly, and he likes to point out commercials.
Yeah, there's some good ones, too, by the way.
Yeah, I know
what
you're getting at.
There's some good commercials.
I know what you're getting at.
You watch those commercials.
They're on a lot. They're on like every game I watch.
I didn't
think that would. Yeah.
Hope you got something out of that. You know, but you
live and learn. Live and
that
learn.
That's probably dated, I guess, is the best way to put those.
Live and learn.
Dated. They're dated.
Yeah, you know,
that's all. They're outstanding, though, but they're dated.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get to our first cue for the QB. Who is your favorite player of any era in the NFL?
Oh, wow, that's a good one.
Favorite player of any era?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that's probably changed. Gosh.
Maybe let's change it a little bit. Okay, so like the era of when you were growing up from...
Multiple eras. You
could
have multiple players.
Yeah, right, you could pick a player from different eras.
When I grew up, the two hands down were John Elway, Steve Young.
Yeah.
Hands down. I loved the way they played in the sense that whatever they had to do to make a play. Legs, run around, stand in there, make a throw. Like there were so many different ways they can make a play. There was a grittiness about them, like a toughness about the way they played their style that drew me. in. And so those guys, for sure, from a professional football standpoint,
right.
Are ones I loved. Having learned more about football in the history, a couple things jump out at me. You know, being there in Kansas City, Len Dawson is a guy that I think
he's
is
a legend.
Amazing. Legend. I was just telling somebody, if anybody has a chance, I know this is on the podcast start, but there's this picture of Len Dawson at halftime of the Super Bowl. It's either Super Bowl 1 or 4. And he looks like he's 18 years old. And he's sitting on this like folding chair. Okay. He's like, he has to tape up his socks because it looks like they're going to fall down. His legs are like so skinny. He's smoking a cigarette and he's got a bottle of Fresca between his legs. A glass bottle of Fresca.
That's the worst.
But it's like, he's taking a drag on this cigarette. And like, to me, it's like such a different time. Like, and it was such the early days of the NFL, the merger had just happened. They just kind of even like Super Bowl was just coming about. Like that whole time period. And then even before that, when you had these small towns that had NFL teams, kind of Green Bay is the only remnant of this, that you had these small little towns in the East Coast and the Midwest, and football was still kind of in its early days. And you were, you know, these traveling around and they were leather helmets. And like, I think that whole time period, I think, is obviously really, really interesting. But Len Dawson, to be the guy going back, this is a day when he called his own plays.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're smoking in the halftime. And then he was kind of the original guy that, while still playing, I mean, was doing sports broadcasting. I mean, still playing, and then would leave practice and go do the local sports show. I think he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, not only as a player, but a broadcaster. I think so. He's a guy that I think that's pretty cool. I think it's
Len Dawson. Yeah. Wow, but he was smoking a cigarette and drinking a Fresca.
That's fantastic.
The picture is classic.
Yeah, it kind of shocked you a little bit that he's smoking a cigarette.
In the halftime of the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I got to go back in my memory banks. I remember when I was coming out of college and I went to cover the Bullets. The Wizards were called the Bullets then, and the Sixers were playing them. And the Sixers had a guy named Dr. J. I'm sure you remember Dr. J. And there was a guy named George McGinnis, who was this big, bad dude, great player. And, you know, you go in for that little scrum like you do with the reporters. Back then, well, you're at the podium, but you know what the guy's doing in the locker room.
Yeah.
And the guy says, wait a second. He lit up a cigarette. He opened a beer. He said, okay, fire away. I'm like, my bubble was burst because I thought, oh, this guy's got to be a clean liver.
Yeah.
No, wrong.
Different day.
Wrong.
It's so crazy. How could, after a basketball game?
I know.
I mean, like,
I
you're like, yeah, true you know story. What I need first?
A cigarette. That's
too funny. Let me follow up on that one, though. I mean, when you do have time to sit down and watch around, I mean, who do you like? If someone's on, you're like, yeah, you know, I'm going to sit here and watch this. Like, if someone's playing.
Oh, I love watching. I mean, as an offensive guy, we love watching good football, but dynamic offenses.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people that it's not one person, it's kind of everything. Mm-hmm. It's the scheme, it's the players out there putting them in fun positions to watch guys get in space, make plays. You know, so I do enjoy that. Yeah, I watch, unlike anybody else, I think when it does come time to. You become a fan and watching good football and watching competitive football, watching it come down to big plays, big moments, big situations. Right. So I think like everybody else that you become that pretty quick. I mean, I think that's the great thing about sports.
Right. You'll be watching that with your son for many years to come, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys will have a podcast. So next question, what's your favorite spot to eat in the DMV? Do you have one yet?
Favorite spot to eat in the whole area.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Do you even have? Do you even have one of those yet? Because you, I know.
No,
you
I mean, I think that's hard. I still think we're in the time when you're trying to just try new stuff, try new things. Like you said, I mean, I haven't been to the McLean Family Restaurant yet. Try new things. So I don't know if I have a favorite. There's been a bunch of great food. Pretty apparent, pretty quick. There's a lot of good food in this area, and. I think you could find just about anything you're looking for.
McLean Family is very, very, very kid-friendly.
Yeah, well, that's
very
kid-friendly. I'm going to have to try out the breakfast.
They come in, they could trash it. The people say, thank you very much.
There's a place for that, and we're in that right now, my family.
Yes, oh, really?
The kid-friendly place. I think there's a value on that, you know?
Are uninvited pests ruining your plans? Let PMSI, the pest control partner of the Washington Redskins, handle it for you. Call today for your free inspection, and they'll work around your schedule to provide you the best solution possible to defend your home territory against pests of all kinds, including mold. Visit mypmsi.com for the game plan to control the pests on your home turf. That's mypmsi.com.
This is Rick Goslin with the Talk of Fame Network. This NFL season, FanDuel has more ways to win than ever before. New Beat the Score contest pay out everyone who hits a certain score. Now it's easy to find your friends and challenge them to play head-to-head fantasy contests for cash or bragging rights.
New players, try FanDuel today and get a $20 bonus when you make your first deposit. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/Rick.
New users only. Bonus not available for withdrawal. State and age restrictions apply. For eligibility rules, terms, and conditions, go to FanDuel.com.
The 11th Hour.
What happened against the Falcons?
Man, to summarize, offensively, you can't just have that many penalties and negative plays against a good an explosive offense. Mm-hmm. They get ahead. You're trailing. That play got away way too fast. I think if you looked at some of our third down situations, I think we had a third and 25. Do we have a third and 35?
I think you had a third and 34.
Yeah. A bunch of third and 12 pluses. You can't function like that with all those negative plays, penalties, mistakes, missed opportunities, all those things against a good football team. Just can't have it. Can't. So, similar test. This is not a ton different. This team we're playing this week can be explosive as well. And important for us, I think, to come out and start fast.
All right, your Redskins 365 for this Tuesday afternoon. The Redskins back in practice tomorrow as they get ready for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. However, they will do it without Brandon Scherff, Sean Laval, and Paul Richardson Jr. Those three guys all announced out for the year as per Jay Gruden yesterday at his press conference. So the Redskins signing three offensive linemen yesterday, Austin Howard, Jonathan Cooper, and Luke Bowenko. And those guys previously from the Cowboys, Ravens, and Jaguars, respectively. So we'll see how the Redskins try to put everything together as they get ready for the Buccaneers. Alex Smith will speak to the press at noon tomorrow, and then Jay Gruden after practice at 2:50.